Daniel continued even when the first king had Well, I'm just telling you. And the trial started with the sheriff. First fellow asked that somebody in that age, no matter how small, there's some power in the region. Both of those things are absolutely contrary to Scripture. Yes, because the only truth that knowledge of good and evil in the present is used, but we quickly realize that either the power to do good or the power to refrain from evil. And so that is the opposite of the pillars of philosophy
Understanding of the future that's in the other. Said that purpose of heart is the desire for the affections of administration. But after this meeting, I see that the schedule of this meal, another meal schedule. And we might all desire that after this meeting, we go down to the dining room and enjoy another meal. But if you don't do something about it, we can see here until tomorrow morning, it's Saturday. Not saying it's going to be 11 in the city, but it'll be 20, but it takes more than desire, it's going to take more than desire after this meeting to partake of the meal that's provided for us by the cafeteria. It's going to take energy and motivation. And so we find in scripture there's exercise, there's motivation, there's energy has to be put forward. And what is the motivation of the Christian life? It's Christ. And when Christ affects a heart, then I say it's going to be reality in our lives. Let me just quote two verses. I think you might mention this at the California conference. But it's interesting in John's Gospel, there are two verses that go together, but they almost seem like they're a little bit of a contradiction. One of them, it says, if you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I always spoke much about that. But a few verses down in that chapter, typically in the beginning of John, it says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, he shall be free indeed. What's the difference? One is more than the other. And so the truth sets us free, that is true. But you know, we can be clear as ice to this school. You can know the truth and it does not affect the heart. But you can't know the Son and not let the heart affect. But it's the truth as it is in Jesus. When you know the Son, then the heart is going to be affected. And that is the motivation. So it's interesting in the 11th chapter of Acts, I think it's about the 22nd or 23rd verse, we find that Barnabas went down to Antioch, and what did he do? He encouraged the brethren that with purpose and heart they would believe on the Lord. You know, to cleave to something is to hold it fast, to not give up. And he doesn't say that he encouraged them to cleave to the truth. That's true. You need to hold fast to the truth of God. brethren in other countries today who are facing martyrdom, many of them, many perhaps today as a martyr for their testimony. And we think of martyrs and years, we think of past years, that is going on today. And so they understand in a way, in a deeper way, physically what Daniel was facing here. But what about us? How does this apply to us? Well, it says, all they that will live bodily in Christ Jesus shall, not must, but shall suffer persecution. But you say, I know many godly people right here in North America, and we're not suffering the persecution that our brethren are suffering in other countries. So, are we really living godly? Are they really godly? If they're promised that persecution, Lord, I think there are two kinds of ways we suffer in connection with what we've been saying. One is physically, and again, many of our brethren are feeling that in a real way today. But there is a reproach connected with our testimony for Christ. And I believe that what, the more we reflect Christ in our lives and live godly lives, we are going to suffer reproach. Now, I don't want to take away from what was said earlier, because what John said earlier is absolutely true. And God brought these men into favor with the king and so on, and they were promoted, and that's true. On the other hand, I don't believe that true Christianity will ever become popular in this world. The Lord Jesus said, if they hate me, they will hate you also. He said, the servant is not greater than his Lord. And so in the measure in which people want to go from school and to their neighborhood and reflect something in Christ and live a godly life, you're going to suffer in one way or another. And brethren, let's not be deceived by thinking that we can make Christianity popular. That's what's the thinking in many circles today. Christianity should be a popular thing. It's interesting that the word Christian appears three times in the New Testament. It's in connection with the writing first thing called Christian, and there it was not a socially acceptable term because they didn't do that. They rejected Christ in their day-to-day life, and there was a reproach connected with it. They were called Christians. No doubt that is why Agrippa later said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. But I suggest he counted the cost and realized there was a reproach, connected with his race and Christianity. And then Peter sums it up in his epistle. He speaks of suffering as a Christian. That doesn't sound like popular Christianity, that suffering as a Christian. And so I say again, all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. In the measure in which you're faithful, it may not be physical persecution in this land, but there will be that reproach. Even collectively, let us go for it, therefore, to hear the government say, that the collective of the reproach, not bearing, is reproach. To be identified with Christ and his name alone is going to bring a reproach. And not just a reproach from the world, but even from other believers. Now, I think it's here. I wonder, I don't want to be indiscreet to go to the but I wonder if there weren't some of their own peers that said, come on, Daniel, come on, Jay, that we get to the end of the world. Look, we're all doing it. It's a different day here. Let's just get through our parts here and satisfy the vision around us and get on with life. Sometimes I believe they were told to eat, or what they were given to eat, was the food of the wine of the king that had poured on them. And it would speak to us of what this world offers to feed us and in a natural way, and to feed our appetite and to have the joy that this world has to offer. Thank you. Christians today in other parts of the world. But right here in North America, where and